Doug and Kim, your family-friendly morning show, an opportunity to visit once again with one of our favorite authors, Michelle Savatsky. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, you know, travel time, especially during the summer, is coming up, and we've got some ideas on two states. Actually, your recent books, Tennessee and Florida. Tell us about those.
Well, first of all, they're really exciting projects because for very different reasons, we really found surprises in both. And one of the biggest surprises, well, not really a surprise, but Tennessee, you can eat your way across Tennessee. You know, you can just barbecue yourself to death all the way across the state. And every time you're having barbecue, it mixes in with really good music. And all different kinds of genres of music. But that's what how we engage the kids, even in historical places, because a lot of the places that are historical nature in the Kids Love Tennessee book are also music in nature. So it might be the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is an obvious thing, or Opryland. But how do you do that with kids? Mm. Is it worth it to take them to an Opry show, you know, Grand Ole Opry show, or maybe you should pass and do something else, or go to a water park, or go to the zoo? And why is the Knoxville Zoo different from the Nashville Zoo versus the Memphis Zoo? Every single zoo in Tennessee, an aquarium, was totally different. Our favorite aquarium of all time is in Tennessee. I'm not going to tell you where, but it is definitely in the southern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
The best one we have found anywhere. And then Florida, it's all about the manatees, right? It's all about the music in Tennessee, and in Florida, it's all about the manatees. But really, we found some places that are listed in our Kids Love Florida book where you can seek out manatees. Actually, you don't even really have to seek them out. My goodness, they're in flocks all around. I don't know what they call them, pods or whatever is their grouping. But you know what? We found some in the Everglades that were in the most, right next to alligators, you know?
Wow.
And we're going through an alligator park in the swampland and a swamp buggy through the Everglades, and we come across manatee in their natural environment. So it's not just the manatee. There's pirates. There's treasure. People are still finding pirate and Spanish treasure on the coast.
Wow.
They are still finding it. When we were in Vero Beach area, there was actually a finding that was worth a significant amount of money, I think like $100,000 in coins, that someone found the week before we were there. So guess what? We went to Walmart and bought a metal detector. Well, I didn't, but my husband did.
That's great.
So we don't have any pictures of that in the book, because generally he had a bunch of older women approaching him on the beaches and flirting with him and asking what model, you know, he had of metal detector. And, you know, he's in his early 40s, you know, a middle-aged man, and he was getting hit on the beaches. But you know what? That's the fun thing of it. And the kids are trailing along, and they're finding, you know, kids. They find all these little things on the beach and everything. And just things like animals throughout Florida, really. There's a place called Monkey Jungle in Miami that the animals are free to roam around. The people, the humans, are caged. You are walking through corridors that you're the one in the cage.
Mm.
And the animals are roaming free. And there's a little trick of how to feed them. They have this little system where the monkeys actually, you can feed them little snacks. And there's also a place that rescues big cats like tigers and lions from different circuses, or if someone's trying to raise one in their backyard and it gets too big, they take these in as a shelter area. It's called Big Cat Rescue. That's in Tampa. Just, you know, citrus groves that you can tour, or all different kinds. There's a great aquarium also in the Florida Aquarium, but even the best butterfly rainforest we have ever seen of all time is in Florida. And it's near the state capitol. I think it's actually in Gainesville near U of F. So just wonder, you know, airboat tours and hot air ballooning over Disney. People don't even think about that when they think about Florida. They think about theme parks. We spent 12 weeks researching, I mean, actively going to maybe 10 places a day in Florida, and only 4 or 5 of those days were at theme parks.
Wow.
The rest of the time was at everything else. And that's just to show you how much there is to do. Same with Tennessee, you know. we spent probably about 2 months doing about 8 places a day going through Tennessee. And we didn't spend but maybe 2 days actually in the heart of Nashville. Wonderful experiences. We have great write-ups about, you know, how to engage the kids and all those different kinds of things in Nashville. But there's a pearl farm in Tennessee. The only freshwater pearls in the whole country are found in Tennessee.
Who'd have known that one?
Who would have known?
Only kids love Tennessee would know.
Michelle.
Only the family that has traveled 250,000 miles in a minivan with our two kids. Oh, my goodness. 5,000 places we've been to. We counted it up this past winter when we had some downtime, and we were looking at all the things. And we've been to 5,000 places.
Wow.
Over the last 10 years. So, you know what? We are experts now. We've been there, done it, wrote lots of books, and survived it all.